Now an Irish man who was the last surviving pilot who fought in the Battle of Britain has died at the age of 105. He was born in Dublin in 1919. He's Group Captain John Hemingway, and he enlisted in the RAF in 1938, and he soon became one of the youngest pilots who fought in the Battle of France. One man who knew him very well is historian of Britain and Ireland during the Second World War, Joseph Quinn. Joseph, thanks for talking to us this morning. Why did Captain Hemingway join the RAF in 1938?
Well, speaking quite frankly, John Hemingway joined the Royal Air Force for ostensibly no motives at all. He's quite an anomaly within the subcategory of men and women who joined the British Armed Forces during the 1930s and early 1940s because of the opportunities that the Second World War brought many Irish nationals and Northern Irish British subjects. He was undecided upon his career, and his father pressed him on it. And I think he just kind of drew it out of a hat. And it wasn't an unusual thing for people within his particular social class to have done. It was very much the done thing for Southern Irish Church of Ireland Protestants, such as John Hemingway, to join the British Armed Forces, as indeed it was for many people throughout the rest of the Irish population. It was a very common thing to enlist in one of the three branches of the armed forces. And John did say in his interview, which was done in 2011 with an Irish documentary film production crew, that he was very interested in meccano sets when he was a young boy. And this was something that kind of stood out, because there were many recruits to the Royal Air Force in the 1930s and 40s attracted by the lure of flying. It was new, it was exciting, it was dangerous, it was cutting edge. And many people were drawn into the force. And quite a common variable between all candidates to the RAF is that they love playing with meccano sets. So that might shed light on why John chose that particular set.
Well, he joined in 1938. Could he have foreseen what was to come from the Second World War, which broke out a year later, and then he served as a pilot in the Battle of Britain? He was only 20 years of age.
Absolutely. I mean, he knew exactly what he was getting into, as did many people at that time. I mean, around the time that John joined the Royal Air Force, it was building up to the Munich crisis. It was very evident that Hitler was asking for more and more on the continent of Europe. They were building up to a crisis over the Sudetenland. And Germany, the British government, was struggling to appease the government of Adolf Hitler. And it looked as though war was going to break out in the continent that year, in 1938. They were expecting to go to war that year. One of the reasons why they didn't actually go to war was actually to do with the Royal Air Force. It was to do with the fact that Britain's, the equivalent of their next generation fighters, i.e. Hurricanes and Spitfires, which were just coming online, were slightly defective. There was only one squadron of Spitfires ready to go and seven squadrons of Hurricanes that couldn't fire their guns above 18,000 feet. Now, they later rectified that problem, but the fact of the matter is they weren't ready for war.
Yeah.
But in 1939, they went to war, and John was...
Well, he was there,
first.
And yes. I was reading that the average lifespan of a Battle of Britain pilot was 4 weeks. He not only survived, he survived being shot down twice as well. He was shot down over Italy in 1945 as well.
He was actually, he came down multiple times. I mean, he was shot down twice during the Battle of Britain alone. That gives you an idea how close he was to peril and danger. And bailing out of an aircraft at over 20,000 feet was no mean feat. It was a very difficult thing to do. They didn't have ejector seats in those days. You literally had to pull open your cockpit hood and force yourself against the wind and gravitational forces out of an aircraft that might have been spinning out of control using your own energy, and then tumbling to earth and having the presence of mind to pull a ripcord. And he became something of a... He used to make a joke in the squadron that he was the best customer of the parachute harness and knew everything about how to operate it.
Amazing.
Most pilots didn't even know how to bail out of an aircraft.
What did he do after the war, Joseph?
After the war, John went on to become a senior officer in the Royal Air Force. He served as he rose to the rank of group captain, and he commanded an RAF station at Leckenfield in the 1960s. He also served as a staff officer to NATO in Brussels. And but for many years in the 1950s, he served out in the Middle East with the Royal Air Force and would have been seconded to the commander of Royal Air Force forces in the Middle East. So he had a very distinguished post-war career, as did many people of John's generation. Many stayed in the armed forces after the conflict. And he only retired from the Royal Air Force in 1969, but he was over, probably, I think it was 55 years retired by the time he died. So I don't think that's a very impressive period of retirement by any stretch.
May he rest in peace. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Historian, military historian Joseph Quinn. And John Hemingway spent many years living with his daughter in Canada. He returned to Ireland in 2011 and he spent his final years in the Trinity Care Fox Rock Nursing Home in Dublin.